Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
My grandson turned 4 recently, and because he lives on the other side of the world, we only see him through a screen. And there he was, in a photo, with a big smile on his face, pointing to his green band-aid on his arm. He got more superpowers, and he didn't cry at all. Yes, he had had another round of the childhood vaccinations we've all no doubt had. They've been called superpowers in our family. I sent him a message that I was getting some superpowers too, against COVID-19, and I would send him a photo in reply. And I didn't cry either. The issue of vaccinations has certainly become a lightning rod for dispute and fear among people, the vast majority of whom have all had childhood vaccinations. I remember about 10 years ago discovering that an Australian colleague of mine had polio as a child and what he went through for years to be rehabilitated, and feeling very thankful that I had been vaccinated in primary school against polio. I didn't mind the little pink syrup in the spoon either. Vaccines are for public health, and whatever other messages are overlaid on them, they are a means by which we keep each other safe from infectious diseases. I know the TV series The Walking Dead is often used these days as an analogy of some sort of dystopian situation, and I've not seen the show. But I did daydream recently 2 what-if scenarios. What might happen if only the anti-vaxxers increasingly caught COVID-19 and became seriously debilitated or died? Would the vaccinated gloat and talk about the Darwin Awards? The other scenario was the reverse, that those without vaccination survived a cataclysmic event. How long would they say, "We told you so"? What might planet Earth look like in either scenario in 5 years? And I had no idea, but my imagination painted a grim, violent, fearful, and dying world. Would that also be a time when the church flourished? After all, the followers of Jesus have been saying for nearly 2,000 years now that death is not the final enemy for those in Christ, for we died in baptism and rose again with Christ to live, and that life is marked by service. Living is not what's in it for me, nor is it about my freedom or my rights, but about how I follow Jesus in my time and place. It is true that given a choice, and it is a blessing, if we are living in a liberal, democratic society. But Christians can live, and do live, in any society, under any economic system, in any weather, and in any other circumstance. I often wondered as a teenager why my father, born in 1920, had to go through the experience of a world war, while his son didn't. The followers of Jesus can find themselves in all sorts of times and places, and the goal is following Jesus in that time and place, wanting what is best for others. And with our knowledge of medicine and science, indeed plumbing and hygiene, the followers of Jesus will want to live well in public and for the public, and do what we can to make things better, with better justice, peace, and the well-being of everyone as our goal. What people decide about such things as vaccinations is up to them, but the followers of Jesus will consider in their decision-making, how do I serve my neighbour in this time and place? That is the perspective we keep in mind as we follow Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, your Son showed your love by healing the sick and making them whole. Look with compassion on our broken world and make us whole by his healing power, so that we may also show your love to others. Guide us to use the medical knowledge we have for our neighbour and not for selfish purposes. We ask all this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.